All right, welcome to the Morning Mix podcast.
Here we are.
You found us. You can hear us every morning from 5:30 to 10 on the Morning Mix at 101.9 The Mix in Chicago. Always listen with our free Mix app or at WTMX.com. We had a lot of fun today.
We sure did.
I feel like we're going to say that every morning, so I got to come up with other ways to describe
it. Well, we do have fun.
Right, Nikki's on vacation, so you won't hear Nikki today. She's hanging out in Florida. But man, we kicked it off real fun, right off the top, with relationships where people do too much.
Yeah, didn't you like write a poem every single day
to
someone?
I sure did. I used to write a poem every single day for my 7th grade girlfriend. So we get into that and I share some of the poetry that was written. That's coming your way. And then we talked about the posters that were on our walls as kids.
Yeah, this is where it got weird for me. You have to listen.
And then we said we want to know what puts you in the mood, right?
Yeah.
And the Mix audience did not disappoint.
Oh, no. We had a lot of texts about that.
We sure did. So all of that and a whole lot more is coming your way right now on the Morning Mix podcast. We are talking about people that did too much because Kelly Osbourne. I keep wanting to say Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
That's the only Kelly in my heart.
Oh,
if that makes any
Kelly
sense.
Clarkson.
Yep. She's the Kelly in my heart. But anyway, Kelly Osbourne, who we know and love, was spotted traveling with a pillow that had her boyfriend Sid Wilson's face printed on the pillow.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So she's on the airplane and she's snuggling with her boyfriend, though he's not there.
Right.
And that got us wondering, well, who did too much? I referenced that in 7th grade, I used to write my girlfriend a poem every single day.
Yeah.
And one poem would be nice.
One would be nice. One would be like, wow, that's cool.
Thoughtful. But every single day it's like, dude.
Right. But I'd be
space.
Like, roses are red, violets are blue. I like you, Rebecca. Do you like me too?
Oh.
I have a hunch. We'll sit together at lunch.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
Did you switch out the name for the next girlfriend? Like, replace
just
Rebecca
replace
with
them.
Yeah, somebody else?
Yeah, there really wasn't a next for quite a while.
Oh,
so.
Man. Okay, I'm sorry. Don't mean to bring that up.
Well, you texted us at 60123. We're going to read some of these off, choose our favorite, and they're going to get a lovely dinner out.
Yes, we have an
sound?
RPM steak gift certificate.
Maybe we hang on to that for us.
Hey.
All right, so right off the top, I was the weirdo that did too much. I went on a vacation, and I made my boyfriend a pillowcase with my face on it so he could sleep next to me when I was gone. And I sprayed my perfume on it.
Ooh,
so that comes from a 630.
That's the extra step.
Right.
Very similar. My freshman year of high school, the boyfriend I had planned out our future children's names and made himself an airbrush shirt that said he was my boyfriend to wear while I was cheerleading. And he didn't even go to my school.
Oh.
Wow.
Watch out.
Okay.
Too much. You're doing too much.
Way.
My boyfriend in college would get me a present and have it wrapped every single day. That's a lot of gifts. He's racking up.
I'm okay with that.
Watch out. My ex-boyfriend's Christmas gift to me was a song he wrote and played on the guitar for me. Only he brought me into the basement so he could sing the whole thing away from his whole family. And the whole experience was very awkward. And to that I say, that might have been me, and I apologize.
Right. Exactly.
That's very much in line with what I might have done. For Valentine's Day, my ex showed up at the restaurant I worked in a tux with long stem roses.
Oh.
I was mortified.
Really?
That feels kind of sweet.
Yeah.
The tux might have been the thing that pushed it over the top.
You might have to know your audience.
Exactly.
You know
I mean?
Think that's
the most
important
thing.
If you have the type of partner who would love that kind of stuff, but then I think a lot of people don't love that kind of stuff.
I also think the tux is, for me, the game changer there.
Yeah.
If he'd just shown up and been like, hey, I love you. Have a great shift. I'll see you afterward.
Right.
And did he go to rent it? Like, or did he have a tux at home? Because, like, that's a whole nother step.
I don't know any guys that have a tux at the ready.
Right.
Not many.
You know what I mean? Especially
most
nowadays.
Maybe
you know?
Somebody who just, like, goes to black tie affairs every weekend, but not many.
And my favorite, coming out hot. And this references back to what we were talking about in the news a few minutes ago. I had a girlfriend in high school, and she knew that I loved McDonald's chicken nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
So every single day, she would bring me a 6-pack of chicken nuggets so that I could eat them. And to this day, I cannot look at a McDonald's chicken nugget without feeling sick.
Oh.
So that's too many.
He had
too many
chicken nuggets. That's too many nuggets.
Definition of
way too
many.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
In at number 3, Jake Gyllenhaal and Lady Gaga both trending after showing up on Variety's Actors on Actors front page, and it comes with also a video attached. So everyone is saying that they are getting a lot of fireworks flying from these two.
Way now.
Yep, they're eating out of each other's hands. It's basically 40 minutes of Jake and Gaga praising each other and looking really good doing it. Gaga is gushing over his movie Donnie Darko.
Oh yeah, Donnie Darko.
You know that one?
Fantastic movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then Jake,
early 2000s, please.
Yeah, it seems like he looks very young in the clips.
02, 03, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe.
Jake Gyllenhaal then gets all deep about the House of Gucci.
Now, by the way, I know why Taylor Swift hates him.
Give me my scarf back, okay?
Exactly.
And stop taking so long to explain it.
Taylor, you're better off.
Yeah. All right, story number two?
Yep, and at number two, Gronk in the news after telling TMZ that he needs time to think about whether he is retiring. He admitted that if he was forced today to choose whether or not to return to the NFL next year, he'd have to say no. Just one season out from winning a fourth Super Bowl, Rob Gronkowski needs time to heal, he says, before making a career decision.
Wow. He's already retired once.
Yeah.
He has. Yeah. I feel like his whole career just kind of hinges on what Tom Brady is
going to do.
It's like they're the two kids who are like in class together who do each other as a friend request for the Little League team.
Yeah.
100%. Even him getting his bonuses.
Yeah.
Because he walked up to Tom on the sideline a few games ago and went, I need one more catch and I'll get $500,000. Yeah. And Tom was like, put me in.
Yeah.
He got him the catch.
Tom stayed in a blowout game risking injury
crazy.
Just so he could get Gronk his
just
money.
Just to get him his bonus.
Yeah. They're besties. That's
they really
what a real
are.
Bestie
hey,
does.
If my bestie got me $500,000. Yeah. And we'd be besties. Don't worry about it.
In at number one, Minnie Mouse is getting a whole new look in honor of Disneyland Paris' 30th anniversary celebration. Let's hear it.
Oh, boy.
That's Mickey.
Yeah.
That's Mickey. Well, we're talking Minnie.
Well, right.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, Mickey's excited that Minnie's getting a brand new look. So we're used to seeing her in that classic red and white polka dot dress. What do you think, Mickey?
Oh, boy, I love the red and white dress.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
But she's getting a fashion-forward modern-day twist. Stella McCartney is the designer of Minnie.
Stella McCartney? Does Paul know?
Yeah.
Boy. Oh, boy.
Minnie Mouse's very first pantsuit. It's a gorgeous blue tuxedo. Oh. And obviously, Mickey, it's coming with a matching bow.
Oh, great. Well, as long as it makes Minnie feel special, I'm good with it.
That's your flash briefing.
You're listening to the Morning Mix podcast.
Now, one thing that can get in the way is your ex. I think, right? I think we've all had those.
X's are always in the way.
X's and O's, as Al King would say.
Oh, my God.
As it were. Let's see this one feel. Where are we here? This one feels nice. So our friends over at the Brookfield Zoo, they've done this before. They're going to do it again. They've got a cockroach. And it's going to be a very unhappy Valentine's Day at the Brookfield Zoo in Chicago. Because for $15, you can get a certificate of naming to name a Madagascar hissing cockroach after your ex.
Gross.
Would you do that, Violetta? Would you, you know?
I don't hate my exes that much.
Oh, okay.
To call them a cockroach. But I wouldn't. No, just because it's like, well, maybe if you just broke up with someone, I feel like it's a good idea, like,
sure.
to get it off your chest.
Yeah,
but
just
like,
a little closure.
Yeah.
Some sort of cathartic moment of naming a cockroach after them.
Yeah.
I feel like it would be, I don't know, if I saw a cockroach walk in, I was like, yeah, this is Ashley. I was like, is it? I don't know. Feels a little weird to me. Well, if you want to get in on that, head to the Brookfield Zoo's website for all the information. And for $15, you can name it, and they're going to send you that certificate of naming, which you could frame and hang in your house. And maybe your current partner would be very excited to see that.
I think Taylor Swift is going to name one after Jake Gyllenhaal and John Mayer and the Jailer
Taylor Lautner, remember him?
Taylor Lautner. Oh, my God. Taylor Swift could buy out the whole cockroach department.
It. Hey, Taylor, if you're listening, a really great opportunity to do some good by making those donations to Brookfield Zoo.
The Morning Mix podcast.
You had a poster on your wall, Whip had Michael Jackson. That's fine. I had Batman. Violetta had Apollo Anton Ono.
Yes.
We were all over the map with what we had hanging on our walls. But we wanted to know what was up in your wall. Now, Lauren, we're talking the poster that you had on the wall. Who'd you have hanging on the wall, Lauren?
I had the Jonas Brothers.
Oh.
How could you not?
SOS.
Yes, and framed and all. So
yeah. Now, was that when they had the long, shaggy hair and they were both wearing a lot of vests and ties?
Yes, like when you can get the posters out of the magazines and just frame them.
Yeah, 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 and you feel like Teen Beat, Tiger Beat or whatever.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I love it, Lauren. Thanks for the call. All right, let's see. Danielle, who was hanging on your wall?
I was obsessed with the Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, Backstreet's back. All right, everybody.
Oh, yeah.
But then I got more into, like, Nick Carter. He was, like, my future husband. I thought I was going to marry him.
It's
you wanted it that way. You really did.
I really did.
Yay. Nicely.
I really did.
I love you. Can't go wrong with Backstreet Boys or NSYNC. And speaking of NSYNC, if we were to keep it NSYNC, hey Christina, who was hanging on your wall?
Well, my entire wall had a nonstop NSYNC collage going, but the one that stood out was ramen noodled hair Justin Timberlake.
Oh,
yeah, you can't go wrong with JT.
I just saw a meme saying, I'm going to tell my kids this is Ruth from Ozark.
They have a similar look. Christina, you couldn't go wrong back then. I mean, he was the smoothest dude there was.
Totally
he still
true.
Kind of is.
Totally true.
Now, do you still have Justin Timberlake hanging in the house somewhere?
No, not anymore.
Had to move on.
Yeah.
Had to move on. I totally understand. Now, Amy, who did you have hanging on the wall?
Well, I'm feeling super old this morning.
No.
Kirk Cameron and Brian Bloom.
Yeah.
And George Michael. Those were my three favorites.
Wham.
All right, so I'll be the idiot. I know Kirk and George very well, but Brian Bloom, enlighten me.
He was like in all of those like Teen Beat and Bop magazines.
Okay.
He had these piercing blue eyes. I think he was like he would be on like soaps and stuff.
He was
not a very good actor, but he was easy on the eyes.
Did he have really good hair?
He did have very good feathered hair.
Yeah, all those guys with the feathered hair. You couldn't go, there's probably not room on the poster for it. Now, if we thought we were going too far back talking about Kirk Cameron, let's keep it. This one's a classic. Now, Will, who was hanging on your wall?
I had the King on my wall. I had Elvis Presley on my wall.
Yeah, right, you did.
Right. King, man.
Yeah, it's timeless.
Now, I live on the South Side, born and raised, but my friends would come in like, Wilkes, really, man? You got this dude on your wall. But I'm like, this dude is the king, man.
Yeah, he's got sick dance moves.
Like, have you guys heard Jailhouse Rock? What is the listen to this?
That's it, once and forever.
I still play his music when I drive out of town with my family. I'd be like, oh, please don't put him on.
That's awesome.
I like the king, man.
You can't go wrong.
Everything, man. I like the king, man.
Thanks for the call, Will. You can't go wrong with Elvis, I feel like, right?
Mm. I think my dad and Will would get along swimmingly.
I'm sure they would. Now, Lisa, who was hanging on the wall?
Kevin Costner is Crash Davis.
Yeah,
Bull Durham,
Kevin Costner.
Oh.
Swanee's got the bat in his office.
That's true.
Kevin Costner's another timeless. His name comes up with people of all ages, I feel like, in terms of the handsome. We met him once. There's just some quality that he possesses.
He's got that it thing.
He does have that factor. Have you ever gotten a chance to meet him, Lisa?
No, but I got an autographed picture from him from Robin Hood.
That's all you need.
Oh, that was peak. That was peak Kevin Costner. He's in the woods with a bow and arrow. What more could you want?
It usually doesn't fall into the list of his classic
movies.
Really,
yeah, really. I was like, wait a second. He was in that?
Oh, it was great. Oh, my goodness. All right. Now, Brad, you had somebody, in my opinion. You're topping the sexy list here. Who was hanging on your wall, Brad?
I had Shakira in Hips Don't Lie.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's when she had, it was like kind of a tan two-piece. There was some,
you know the image very well,
Chris.
Oh, I know.
A little too well, I'll tell you what. I can close my eyes and paint it for you.
Yeah,
when she came
not.
Out at the Super Bowl a couple years ago, my wife was like, you need to calm down.
Right?
Like, I don't think I do. So
move out of the way, J-Lo.
Yeah, get out of there.
Yeah.
Nah, she can stay. I'm fine there, too. Brad, that's a solid choice. Now, this one, Mickey, who was hanging on your wall?
Okay, so it wasn't an actor or any kind of boy band. It was the Solo Flex model, Scott Madsen. I grew up in the 80s.
Wait a second.
He was the hottest thing. And you couldn't buy these posters at a store. You had to order them through, like, a fitness magazine.
Wow.
I love that you figured his name out, which in the 80s was no small feat because you couldn't just go to Google and type in Solo Flex model.
Right, yeah. So I wish you guys would Google this. He was just the most amazing, like, body. This person was just, he was flawless.
Well, paint the picture for me so I don't even have to Google it. Like, what did he look like in the picture? Do you remember?
Okay, so he was young. He was, like, 17.
Okay.
And he was just very fit. Like, he looked like he was carved out of like butter.
Chiseled.
All right, Mickey, I just want you to take a deep breath real quick. Let's get a deep breath and then maybe pick up an iced coffee on the way in today. Something to think about.
The Morning Mix Podcast.
Nikki is on vacation today, so don't freak out. But I'm kind of bummed because I think Nikki would really love today's Mix Top 6.
Ooh. Oh.
See, so we've got, you know, people do top 5. They do top 10. But that doesn't rhyme with mix. Six does.
Right, that's
kind
true.
Of.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah,
so it's the mix top six. Now, I will say, this is a 25 list, but we're just going to focus on the top six.
You sure we can't do 26? That also rhymes.
That would also rhyme.
Okay.
You know, we were thinking 36 or six, and we just thought, let's keep it quick.
Yeah.
So these are, you can always grow, right?
Yeah.
These are the 25, these are the top six best TV theme songs of the 21st century. So that means your Friends, your Seinfeld, those aren't going to be in here. Saved by the Bell, we're sorry.
Right.
But if it came out after the year 2000, well, guess what? you're in. So these are the top six, see, theme songs of the 21st century. It's your mixed top six. Coming in hot at number six, I know my wife loves this show, and I can't say that I've ever actually watched an episode of it. In at number 26 of your top TV theme songs of the 21st century, Gilmore Girls. Now, when they did that reboot that came out on Netflix a couple years ago,
right,
it came on and I was watching it and I was like, so are these two sisters?
Yeah.
And my wife laughed. She's like, nah, that's a mother and a daughter. I was like, oh, okay, cool. So that's your number six, Gilmore Girls.
Okay.
Going in at number five on this list, Game of Thrones.
Okay. This gives me like so much anxiety
when I hear it.
I can't wait. You know,
I can't get enough of it. It's like my go-to. I love this. I kind of would love this to be my entry music if I was in the WWE.
I think
it would really set a vibe.
Yeah. I think it's never too late.
But I'd probably smile too much. Okay, coming in at number four, Whip.
Yeah, here we go.
The Office.
Yep.
No, you can't lyrics. Go wrong. This is iconic.
No lyrics needed.
You don't need them. We can talk over this thing all day.
That's correct. That's why we love it.
These are the top TV theme songs of the 21st century.
My guess is still in there. I'm still waiting
You still have
it.
A guess for the top one? All right. Coming in hot at number three, Succession.
Oh.
And that's fresh because that's only been out a few years.
Right.
This is a curveball here for
me. It's a curve for you?
Yeah.
This does feel a little bit like... I'm in a really swanky hotel that I probably couldn't get a room in, and there's a guy with a whiskey playing a piano in the corner.
I wouldn't have even known that theme.
That's that?
Yeah.
Now, Violetta, you mentioned this show just the other day off air, so I think you're going to like this one. Coming in at number two, The O.C.?
Oh.
Didn't you mention The O.C. to me?
No.
Well, maybe you said One Tree Hill.
Oh, One Tree Hill,
in my head, they're the same show.
Phantom
The
O.C. in at number two. Phantom Planet California is what we're jamming to, though.
Yeah,
here.
You can't go wrong here, right?
Yeah, I like the song.
Look at the 90s vibes we've had recently. Yeah. We had Blur. We have this.
Yeah, exactly. It's a good song. We should just play the song.
Do you guys have any guesses for the number one theme song in the mixed top six from 21st century? The number one TV theme song? Anything coming to mind that you haven't heard yet?
Whip?
Thank you for being a friend, as sung by John Mayer the other day after Betty White died.
Golden Girls, that's a good guess.
No.
I'm going to go Big Bang Theory.
Big Bang Theory, you know what? That's funny you should say that. Big Bang Theory does appear on the list, but at number 12.
Ah, shoot.
This was a big surprise to me, theme song. The number one theme song of the 21st century, best mixed top six, is Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
Oh.
I don't even know the show.
The show is a musical comedy. It's really funny. Rach stars Rachel Bloom.
Oh.
She won a Golden Globe for it.
Okay.
If Nikki was here, again, this would...
Nikki would know. Yeah, this is a real list for Nikki, for sure.
The blank stares would not be coming from her, only from me and Violetta.
I know
that. How is that possible, though, that, like, if there's just too much to watch, like, they've never even heard of the top...
The top number one theme song of all time, right? Of the 21st century.
So prior to the 21st century, like, the whole world would have known all the top TV show theme songs, even if they didn't watch the shows.
They probably couldn't have done 25 of them.
Right, exactly. Right? Now it's like, oh, there's some music. Okay,
exactly.
Oh, that's on a show. Got it.
That's crazy. Yeah.
And if it's on Grey's Anatomy, it's just music that they found on TikTok. And they're like, yeah, here it is. Or first it was MySpace, and now it's TikTok.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Those are your top theme songs of the 21st century. I'll get that posted over on the Morning Mix webpage at WTMX.com if you want to see that whole list. We'll get that put up there.
This is the Morning Mix podcast.
What puts you in the mood? It could be any time of day. Maybe it's in the morning. Maybe it's the afternoon.
Yeah, maybe it's awkward. Maybe it's not.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to us. Now, Whip loves a good smell. I like to be told I'm wonderful. And Violetta just needs somebody to clean up. That's pretty much what boils down to us. So we said text us at 60123. What puts you in the mood? Because 7 out of 10 people say cooking. When your partner can cook, that gets you ready. So we got a bunch of really great texts here. Coming in from a 630, when he does the dishes. LOL.
I don't think it happens that often based on all those LOLs.
Mm.
When my guy has a fresh haircut, that's so hot.
Yeah.
Whip, you got your haircut on Sunday, right? Monday, Tuesday, something like that. That was exactly
the reaction I got.
You got home?
Hey, it's so hot.
Whenever I watch my husband fix something around the house,
that
winky
is a good
face.
Feeling.
Yeah, watch out. When my wife smiles at me while she's making coffee.
A little smirky smirk in the
morning. It's not the only.
Like, sounds like something funny's going on. Yeah. Like, okay, what's good? What's up?
What else perks you up there besides the coffee? This one's nice from a 224. When they volunteer at a nonprofit.
Oh, how sweet.
Shows that they're a little selfless. You know, that's an interesting one. Coming in from a 330, when he wears a backwards hat. I hear this one a lot.
This changes a guy's look instantly. You're like, who is that cool
what
dude?
What's going on? Anytime I wear a backwards hat, my wife makes fun of me.
Yeah, like, I think you know what? I'm with her.
Yeah, I feel like I look like a dope. Yeah.
And I feel like your hair pops out of, it like, does. The yeah, front no. of the cap.
Yeah. And I don't mean I'm with her just about making fun of you. I no, think I'm with I her on being anti-backwards hat. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, that's, yeah.
I paid too much for this hair to leave it under a hat. You know
yeah,
what
plus
I mean?
Hats have brims for a reason.
That's right. Coming in from a 219, this song.
Oh.
That's all it takes. You throw on Hips Don't Lie.
Shakira, Shakira.
You better get out of the way. This 219 is going to jump you. That makes sense to me. I like that one. Now, this one comes in, a girl with a ponytail.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that.
Wow, that was quick.
Maybe through the back of the adjustable baseball hat, speaking of baseball
watch
hats.
Watch out, watch out. Hey. I think to me, and Violetta were talking about this, we were talking about this off air, it exudes some sort of sense of confidence. Like, there's a self-confidence in that that's really sexy. Something about it.
Like, you're not too dressed up or take yourself too seriously.
Yeah, exactly. You're just like, oh, you're laid back, and you're okay, I got it.
You can still look great casual.
Exactly.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
I don't really get the vibes on this one, but from a 708, they really love it when their partner goes out and picks up all the dog poop.
Mm-hmm.
I think that sort of goes back to the cleanup thing.
Yeah.
You know?
I think it's sort of like somebody who will do something, the job that I don't want to do, and it's almost like a favor to everybody to do that, right?
That's nice.
Coming in at number one from a 773. Now, this one's probably means they're having a very busy winter because they really get turned on at the smell of Vicks VapoRub.
Yes.
Yeah, why not? You know, rub it everywhere, I said.
Ooh, so chill and minty.
If I can't recommend it more. The Vicks Vapo Shower. Highly recommend.
Ooh. Is it something you put
it's
like
a tablet.
On the floor?
Yeah, you put it on the floor and it dissolves while you're in the shower.
Wow.
Even if you're not sick, just get into it.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
What are flash briefings, Chris?
So, okay, that's a wonderful question, Violetta. Yeah. Thank you so much for asking. Now, you used to do trending on Twitter.
I did.
This is really no different. We're taking the hottest stories of the day in pop culture, music, entertainment, all of that, and we're sharing them with you. Now, we used to call it trending on Twitter, but a flash briefing, it's available for you on your Alexa device as well.
And you can sign up for it whenever.
Yeah, that's right. If ever you miss the flash briefing here on the Morning Mix, we do them early in the morning before 7, and then we do them right here at the end of the show at 9:30. You can get that on your Alexa device by enabling the Mix flash briefing in your Alexa app.
That's very cool. And we update it all day long. So we do one in the morning, then we do one in the afternoon. So you stay on top of everything going on.
That's right. Like earlier, we learned all about Minnie Mouse, and she's got a whole new look.
And
I hope
you,
I didn't spoil a story you're about to do.
No, you didn't. That was big news earlier, but we got brand new big news to tell you about now.
We did. We did happen to get a call from Mickey, though, and he just wanted to say, oh, boy. So
oh, that's
it's great.
Good.
He's very excited
that
for
he's
Minnie.
Happy. Good.
That's the most we could ask.
We got so many texts, actually, and messages. People loving. They're taking their kids to daycare, and they're like, love their Minnie Mouse impression. The kids were loving it this morning, Chris.
So let Manage.
Oh, was that Minnie or Mickey?
That was Mickey.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But they're very similar.
Oh.
Let management know here at the Mix that we're bringing in the kids on these Mickey Mouse impressions.
Yeah,
right,
exactly. You got to get them while they're young. So this flash briefing is brought to you by Metra, getting you out of traffic and back on track. In at number three, Dolly Parton launched a sweet new baking line. It's a limited edition collection inspired by her southern roots, and it contains Dolly's favorites like banana cake mix, coconut cake mix, and then she has some frostings, which are the buttercream and chocolate buttercream frosting.
Wow.
It's all going to be coming out in March, and you can also get like a tea towel, which is just one of those like nicer towels for your kitchen, as well as a spatula.
Does it say on there if she's been working on this from 9 to 5? Nobody?
Good
All right, you're welcome.
It better. They charge extra, actually, for that.
Even Whip rolled his eyes at me on that.
No, but that's out of love.
Thank you. Thank you. To number two, V.
Yeah, you don't have to wait around for March for that sweetness, because today is National Chocolate Cake Day.
Yeah.
So a lot of people saying they're headed to Portillo's, but I'm sure that you have a lot of other local favorites as well, and today is the day to indulge.
Get in there. Get to a Sweet Mandy B's if you want.
Yeah, sure. That's popular too.
I love it.
And last but not least, we're kind of staying on a food theme here. I must be hungry. Rapper Tommy Cash from Estonia. He's shocking the world right now, not only because there's rappers in Estonia, but because he has created a new line called Lofa. So what's a loafa, you ask? It's an L-shaped couch
that
looks like a fluffy glazed dinner roll.
It looks exactly like the rolls that are on your table at Thanksgiving.
I thought it would look like my Uncle Tony's shoes, but okay.
Yeah. A loafa.
Loafa got you, but 9 to 5 didn't?
Man. So, all right. I didn't expect
back to the writing room.
While you recover from that laughter, I will say that it doesn't. Tony Cash doesn't strike me as an Estonian name.
Not even a little
it's
bit.
It's so right. weird. So the funny thing is, you can't buy this quite yet, but he posted a picture of his design online. And then IKEA told him online, if you can get more than 10,000 comments on this picture, we will release it. So he's hit 10,000 marks, even more than that, actually. No word yet from IKEA, though, if the Lofa is when it's going to be coming out.
All right. Thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Brand new episodes every day. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.